$700 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
All right. We are approaching Fox News at 8 o'clock. We have a little football news. Again, the debate, you know, for a long time during this whole coronavirus insanity, football seemed like the one sport that was going to escape any shutdowns, closures, delays. That, of course, is not the case. They postponed college. They still have not made a determination whether fans can attend. And now the NFL, you know, it's about a month away from their opening day. So from Football Films, we have a suggestion on how to handle that. And then we'll go straight into Fox News.
Football Films presents Give It to the Chiefs.
Yes.
In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, the 2020 NFL season is fraught with uncertainty. But one thing is certain, the eventual outcome. Every football fan knows the Kansas City Chiefs were going to win it all anyway. So why risk an outbreak just to watch the weirdness of games with fake crowd noise, retirees with masks, and cheerleaders trying to fire up an empty stadium? Let's just call Patrick Mahomes the MVP, set up a Zoom call with Roger Goodell and Andy Reid, ship the Lombardi Trophy to Arrowhead Stadium, and just give it to the Chiefs.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
I'm Pam Puzo. As U.S. coronavirus cases top 5 million, health officials believe testing for the virus needs to be faster.
It's unacceptable for the country to have to have testing come back a week or even 2 weeks later. It's not useful at that point. There's no point in even doing the test.
Dr. Tom Inglesby with Johns Hopkins University tells NBC's Meet the Press that universal masking along with social distancing would help curb the spread. Back to the books in parts of Florida doesn't necessarily mean back to the classroom.
School in much of the southern U.S. begins in August, not September, and school begins today in Orlando and Orange County, Florida. For the next 9 days at least, teachers will instruct via video conferencing.
Fox's Eben Brown, school officials say computers are still being distributed to students. America's listening to Fox News.
The greatest fake hits of all time. News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. We're going to emphasize back to school this hour. But there's another song coming up that's going to be part of our most electrifying moment of the morning, brought to you by Mr. Electric.
Oh?
Yeah, I think you'll get a big kick of this, especially if you remember the first Dirty Dancing. But right now,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Wow. Latest report from the airport, 81 degrees, 2.75. At 5 minutes after 8, that's very impressive. Today's high in the upper 90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger range. So, you know, don't cut the lawn in the middle of the day between 10 and 2, if you have to do something outside that involves a lot of extra effort, Do it early or do it late. Scattered afternoon and evening storms for some lucky towns, but there'll be more to go around on the radar today than the last few days. Big heat can sometimes produce big storms as well. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, again, 96 both days. Again, heat index near 105. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more generous supply over the next 2 days. In fact, by Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they will be scattered to numerous. Still no guarantee that every town's going to get all the rain it needs, but there'll just be a lot of storms on the radar. Right now, this morning, 75 on the dew point again with clear skies and 81 degrees now, 806.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Let me tell you a business that's open for right now, and not because it just turned 8 o'clock, because they're open for business all the time. You can call Plumbing by Lukewire at 264-9666 and get an answer and get response 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including over the weekend and on a holiday. They're ready to take care of your problem because, let's face it, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And they're never going to charge you overtime regardless of when you call. That's why people keep coming back. Well, it's my go-to plumber. It's a no-brainer at my house. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. They give you a ballpark time on when they're going to be arriving. Then they pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Plus, then they'll go in, they'll diagnose the problem and sit down with you and say, this is the problem. This is what it's going to cost. In the case at my house here recently, they not only came and took care of the problem I called them about, they found another problem and they fixed that too. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. They'll check out all your plumbing inside and out and tell you if something is lurking that's about to become a big problem, and they'll fix it before it does. All right? Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
807.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
One of the more iconic movies of the 80s. Yes, I know you weren't born yet.
Yeah,
maybe,
but
you were. You might have been a tot.
I was a tot.
Jay was. Jay was a tot.
I wasn't born until 95. There's your electric story for the day.
All right, Dorothy, click your heels together and say there's no place like 1987.
I have socks older than
that. Yeah, I know. I actually do, I think. I have at least one pair. Let's close our eyes and go back to that magical time, a 1987 film that starred the late Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey as dance instructor Johnny Castle and vacationer Francis Baby Houseman, who find love.
So sweet.
And a long, iconic dunce routine. That's what I do here. It's a long, iconic dunce routine every morning.
I thought you were going to say, I can't do it.
Now, Grey no longer looks like Jennifer Grey because she had a seriously face-altering cosmetic surgery. But she is producing. See, she had kind of a sharp nose, and she had it changed. She did kind of like Renee Zellweger did.
Uh-huh.
Renee Zellweger doesn't look like Renee Zellweger.
Oh, we know of numerous examples of cosmetic surgery that went terribly, terribly wrong.
But the Dirty Dancing sequel is happening as and an exclusive.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
They've redone the iconic dunce song that was made popular by the film, The Time of My Life. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
World premiere on News Talk 93.1 okay. FM.
Now my hair is silver and white. I am wrinkly and I need a nap or to dance, 'cause I'm old. I'm in Dirty Dancing too.
Now my in Dirty Dancing too.
Eat dinner at 5 o'clock, and I wear sandals with socks and drive slowly.
I've got dentures in my mouth, and my boobs are hanging down to my knees.
Now we're gonna dance again, though we're senior citizens and elderly.
You know, it's funny. I'll bet when Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers was asked to do that song back in the 80s. Hey, we got this movie coming out, Dirty Dancing, and this is going to be the theme. I'll bet he probably, it was one of those situations where he said, nah, I don't see the point. And then it goes on to become this monster number one hit because the movie...
Probably shocked him.
Was such a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing the movie. I've never really watched the whole thing. It's a chick flick.
It's a really good movie, actually.
She saw it.
I have seen it several times.
Well,
it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Nah, I've seen it maybe once, and it was okay. But see it again? No.
Since we're talking movies, yesterday was Goldie Hawn Day on Turner. And they did a really nice cross-section of some of her better films. And it's funny because when she was just the little go-go...
On Laugh-In?
Yeah, bimbo chick on Laugh-In. You never envisioned a career as a real star, but she really did and still has an incredible career. But one of the movies that played last night was the one that was supposed to make Chevy Chase a matinee out. It's called Foul Play.
I remember the movie.
And... it was on, and I hadn't seen it in many years. I was one of the first to see it when it came out because I was such a Chevy Chase fan. And we had missed him from Saturday Night Live, so when this movie was coming out, this is a big deal. Everybody wanted to see Chevy back, you know, doing something. When you watch the movie, you realize this movie doesn't even know whether it's a comedy or a drama, whether it's trying to be funny or glib. It absolutely... The person who really... made the movie watchable was Goldie Hawn. Chevy Chase was a jerk in this film. He really was.
Never been a big fan.
But his jerkitude, you didn't see it then because everybody, he was the cultural phenomenon of the 70s with SNL.
Yeah.
And this was his big screen debut. Although he was in a movie called Tube, what was it?
I'm going to have to pull up.
Boob Tube. No, Groove Tube.
Oh, I remember that movie. It had some funny moments. Had some funny lines.
Yeah, it did. It was
funny lines.
I heard from friends that smoked pot that it was funnier if you did that first.
It's like Kentucky Fried movie. The Kentucky Fried movie.
Yeah, kind of in the same vein.
That kind of humor.
All right, here to ask people to call and play games with us. Truth or Baloney.
By the way, I sent you an email of a link to a song we should play on the laziest day of the year, on the National Lazy Day.
Okay, right? We'll absolutely do that at the end of this break.
Right.
See that there?
Mm-hmm. What is that? It says thanks.
Yeah, I get three of these a year.
Oh.
Yeah. In August, January, and April. It's my magazine check.
Oh, nice.
I was about to say, do you have another column out this month?
I haven't read the August one yet.
It's a sentimental story called The House on Beard Court.
It's really good if you haven't read it, Rich.
I will.
Do you like the way I write?
I do. You have a very, how do I put it? I enjoy reading your articles because, one, they're informative, but then, two, he can get into a good storytelling mode, too.
He's just... punctuation-wise, and he's just a great writer.
Mm-hmm. You're very punctual, too.
Steak tomorrow for you guys.
Yay! Jay gets porridge, right, because he's not in here right now.
Hey, Rusty, should we do a risky click here?
Sure.
Rusty said something. Richie T, let's see what this is.
Uh-oh. It might be you, Rich.
Uh-oh.
He's a watching the trees, he's watching the breeze. Likes cheeseburgers without no cheese. Knows the birds and bees, what makes you sneeze, and when it might freeze. Got a boyish face, a dog named Chase. He chased that dog all over the place. On radio now, but was on TV. He's a local forecasting star. Folks jump up and down and they shake their fists when they see their favorite meteorologist. All the girls get a look when he's on Facebook. Jesse, Jay, and Greg and me, we all agree he's the weather celebrity. Ow! Richard T!
Wee-wee.
It's Richard T.
That's kind of funny.
He's your weatherman. Give him a hand. It's Richard T.
I wish the show went to 10.
Wow.
That was great, man.
Great guitar solo.
A little guitar Zanish for the shirtless wonder over here.
Oh,
all right, Rusty, thanks, man. That's
this
going
sounded
to the system.
Great.
We'll be playing that every 20 minutes this afternoon. And then the song is perfect for Lazy Day. That's coming up. We might hear from Brant at opening bell. Mm-hmm. Right now it's 8:17.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager after a deadly shooting last week. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Quintarius Norman with murder and the shooting death of 18-year-old Jamar Harris. That shooting happened last Thursday in the 2200 block of Woodley Square West. Montgomery police are investigating an early Sunday morning shooting that injured one man. Police say a man walked into the hospital with a gunshot wound after a shooting in the 2600 block of Shadowwood Court. Police have yet to announce any arrests and say the victim's injuries are non-life-threatening. Governor Kay Ivey issues another reminder for Alabamians to mask up in a video message Friday about stopping the spread of COVID-19. The message comes a week after the governor extended Alabama's Safer at Home order until the end of August, also making masks a requirement in public. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks for Alabama News Network.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy this morning on Highway 31 at West South Boulevard and around I-65. East South Boulevard got some congestion there, as well as Norman Bridge inbound to downtown. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue are busy into downtown, and we're still having a good bit of traffic off the 31s this morning, still feeding into the boulevard around the city. Got light to moderate traffic there. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We're going to meet a couple of needs right now.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it.
Not to sound impatient. That was my fault.
Sorry, Jeff. Just stand in the corner there, Jeff.
We would like to give away a $10 Steve Bistro gift card.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, we play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Here to do a winsome invitation to play the game is Jesse Lynn.
Yes. So if you want your chance in to play Truth or Baloney with us. With
I
got it too.
It's communicable.
It's Monday with us this morning. Be sure to go ahead and call us at 272-9228. That's 272-9228. It's all about the number 10 today. So if you're feeling pretty, awesome about the number 10, then you might want to call in to play with us.
Sounds like Sesame Street. Brought to you by the number 10.
Yes. Brought to you by the number 10.
All right. So. Hopefully we'll see the phone ring and we can play with two contestants.
At least.
Or at most.
What do you want to go with?
Well, we've only got
I have some spares.
You got some spares. Okay, well there's five questions on 10.
Now, while we're waiting for the phone lines to light up with excited participants.
Today is National Lazy Day.
And this is a song that celebrates lazy better than anyone other.
Good one.
80s or 90s, Spanky McFarlane, who sings lead, they reinvented her with the Mamas and Papas, and they toured together.
Huh.
And they did a combo of both songs. Spanky was not quite Mama Cass Elliott with the voice, but still really good.
Boy, Mama Cass could belt out a song.
Better than anybody, yeah. I mean, except Jesse.
Well, thank you.
So people were listening to the song and they forgot to call 272-9228 for Let's Play Truth or Baloney, right? It's on the number 10.
That's because instead of playing torture music to motivate them, we played an actual great song. But if I have to play the electric toothbrushes... so give the number again there, Jesse.
Yeah, it's 272-9228. 272-9228. It's actually really easy. It's all about the number 10 today.
Don't make me stop this program because I will and turn it right around.
Yes,
I think
we will.
You don't call. We've done that already. I mean, we can play this till 10.
Because Rich hopes it's till 10.
If this is what you want to hear until Joey, then you just continue with this belligerent attitude. Actually, it's been like this all morning.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody's going. Now, this is no excuse for anybody listening for not calling in. You know, some of the kids are actually physically going back to school. Saw a few people going back. Then parents are finding out that it's really not their, you know, their teacher with a problem. It may be their kids since they're having to homeschool now. So they might be getting their early morning dose of wake-up coffee to deal with the day.
Possibly.
On Mondays.
272-9228. This is a free call. If you're calling from Canada.
It's a free call.
If you're calling from Canada, 334-272-9228.
Or the Netherlands.
Pierre Trudeau. What caller am I?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Canada.
This is great.
Yeah.
So Jonathan wants to play?
Jonathan wants to play. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm all right. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. You have the sheet?
I've got the sheet, yes.
Yeah. Here.
Would you like it? You gave it to me, so I thought I was going to be asking the questions.
I wanted you to see what, because I had the number, just in case, you know.
Oh, wait, now we've got calls.
Oh, good.
What is it with these listeners love to do this to us. They do this New to us all the time.
Jonathan, you're still
the electric toothbrush really worked, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, next time, no Spanky in the gang. It's straight to Rick
Astley. Straight to electric toothbrushes.
All right, so.
So there you go.
Now, you're in the driver's seat here, Jonathan, because you're the first caller in. So if you get this one right, you're in a good position. Here's your statement. The 10th closest planet to the sun is Neptune. The 10th closest planet to the sun is Neptune. True the baloney?
Baloney.
Baloney is correct.
That is correct.
Good job on that one.
And why is that, class? Who can tell me why that's baloney?
There's
Jesse?
Only nine planets.
There
were
nine. There's only eight planets.
There's eight planets.
There's eight now. There were nine if you count Pluto.
I don't look at that the same with scientific community. I believe Pluto's still a planet.
Well, me too. I'm not giving that up. I remember when I was a kid reading about the solar system in a school book, and it said Pluto was a planet. I'm not giving that up.
I know.
We cannot segregate Pluto out just because it's not large enough.
I had a great weekend in Pluto one time.
Same one as KOA Lely, whatever.
What was the name? Pluto's Retreat? Was that the place?
Oh. Good one.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You're in a good position.
That was maybe even better than the Bonsoir Motel.
I got a lot of frequent flyer miles. I know that.
Gary.
All right, here we go.
Gary. Good morning.
The heat's on, buddy. You got to get this one right, or Jonathan walks off of the game. Here's your term. There are 10 acres in one square mile. There are 10 acres in one square mile. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
I am sorry. A square mile is 640 acres.
600.
There are 10 acres in one square furlong.
Which a furlong is only an eighth of a mile.
Yeah. I will stick to driving a truck.
Gary, thanks, man.
Thanks,
Gary.
Thanks for playing. Right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And Jonathan, you have won the game. Way to go.
I'm glad he got that question because I was trying to do the math. I knew an acre was 208 by 208, and I was trying to divide that by 5,280, and I got lost.
Do you want one more question just for fun?
Sure.
Do we have another one?
Yeah, we have another
one. Let's go. Let's think down the road. What was it, 137 days till Christmas I mentioned earlier?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In the 12 Days of Christmas song, there are 10 swans a-swimming. Truth or baloney?
Now I'm trying to sing the song in my head. I'm going to say baloney.
That is correct.
Yeah, there's only 7 swans a-swimming.
Yeah, 3 of them died.
10 lords a-leaping, I believe.
All right, class, who would like to talk about crabs?
The seafood or...
Yeah.
Since we're talking about seafood bistro? Okay, sure, why not?
How about...
Here's a statement. Crabs have 10 legs, true the baloney.
Is that for Jonathan, baloney. For us? That's actually truth, because they're all decapods.
They're decapods.
Hey,
you watch your language.
Is this because you had the paper in front of you?
Nope. I actually didn't even get down that far. I saw that the title of it was Crabs Have 10 Legs, and I never saw the part about crabs. So, I was trying to figure that out. That's why I said it's about the number 10.
Well, don't worry, Jonathan. We only deduct $1 from your gift card.
No,
we're teasing.
Just kidding.
Stand by.
You did great.
You appreciate it.
You
did a nice job. And Jay's
going to get some info.
He's also a decapod. We'll get some info.
At least they put an end to the begging, too, which we greatly appreciate. It's 8:30.
Hi, Jonathan.
I just talked 93.1 FM. Boy, a friend of mine was sharing with me her adventures in health insurance.
What's your last name?
And I tell you, it's so... One thing the pandemic has convinced a lot of people, I want a pharmacist that's available. I want a place I don't have to wait in line to get into. I want a place that will deliver if I need it. And a place that will take time to answer my questions and not make me feel like this is an assembly line pharmacy. The place to go and take your business is Adams Drugs. Go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you, and enjoy local service. They got a big-time computer system so they can enter your health insurance information, transfer your refills, and all your information in just a couple of minutes. So don't look at it as, oh, changing pharmacies, the humanity. It's not that. They make it so easy. And then once you've done this, as I did 7-plus years ago, you really appreciate that you have the kind of customer service you can expect, people to make every effort to save you on copays and more. Go to adamsdrugs.net to get started. 3 have health clinics. All have gift shops. The health clinics are Millbrook, Wetumpka, and Prattville. And you can get the exact addresses at adamsdrugs.net. Wonderful folks. 8:31.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
that's another thing the pandemic has messed around with this year is the school shopping. Everything. All the rhythms. All the benchmarks this whole year.
Like, Kohl's sent out something and it didn't say back to school sale.
Right.
They just changed it all up.
Did you say 20 or 30% off?
I got, you know, that when you pull the sticker that says, I got 20. What'd you get?
30.
You got 30?
And I got my BarkBox before you did.
Oh my gosh.
I must be rising in the good graces of our postal service.
Yeah, until your annual
exam on Wednesday. When I can sign up for their Berry by Mail program.
I'm sorry. We're just having fun with you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It'll be nice memories as I'm going out.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. Please make sure you say that on day
God,
one.
Should anything ever happen, we will never replay this episode.
Okay, the Dow is opening. Now, here's how you read this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Brandt's going to have time to check in with us or not this morning, but it's up 140 points on the Dow, which is the index everybody knows. It's at 27.5. What does this mean? This means the president announced his plans since Congress can't agree on anything, and we all know why. He's doing what he's doing, and the market likes this. This is Wall Street's way of saying, we approve. So there's confidence among the investors, and we'll get the complete scoop this afternoon right around 5:10 with Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Jay, we just gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. How about taking us a trip down Menuhin Lane?
Menuhin Lane? I'll take you down a trip to Perry Hill Road, 1651 exactly, to Seafood Bistro, where they will be open today at 11 a.m. The doors are open. You can go inside and you can sit. They're doing the social distancing. Of course, inside. But you can go in and sit down and enjoy a meal. It doesn't always have to be carry out, take out, delivery, something like that. You can go inside, sit down, have a conversation with whoever you're going to lunch with or dinner with, and enjoy your meal there at the table. Seafood Bistro is, you can call them at 279-7500, but they're online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can see the entire menu. So maybe you aren't doing the carry out. Maybe you are going to do the delivery. Well, hit up their website so that you can see what they have. Yes, on offer. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Salads, appetizers. Is that one of your favorites here?
Yes.
All right. He likes that.
He likes that.
You like the boil bags?
And the po' boys.
Yeah, you can get all of that stuff at the Seafood Bistro. Just go online, theseafoodbistro.com. Use any of the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Roof.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Everywhere I went this last, over the weekend, people were asking about rain because we had some wet weeks, and then we had last week where there were showers around, but not many. So this week, there'll be more than the normal amount of showers on the radar. That doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be satisfied with the amount of rain you get, but some places will get a lot of rain. It's going to be one of those feast or famine situations. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s, heat index near the 105 danger range. Really tough. In fact, already it's extremely humid. Tonight's low 76, with scattered afternoon and evening storms today, and actually a little bit more generous supply, I think, tomorrow and Wednesday, with highs both days tomorrow and Wednesday up around 96 again, and scattered to numerous storms Thursday and Friday. So we're actually going to go up a notch, you know, later in the week as well, with a high temperature probably still in the middle 90s, so the temperatures are not going to change much. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies, a little misty, a little hazy. Hazy, hot, and humid. The three H's. It's 81 degrees, 839.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We had discussed earlier, there's been a lot of speculation over the weekend about the president's last couple of days where he received a full send-off from the White House staff, which is not typical. He's staying at his New Jersey resort, and now, this could be the week that some of the stuff we've known for years may finally get addressed. A subpoena issued this morning from Senator Ron Johnson for FBI Director Christopher Wray to produce all records related to Crossfire Hurricane. That's the bogus operation they put together with the Steele dossier and all that. So it could be, at last, the walls are closing in a little bit. You know how you can always tell? The crazier the other side gets, the more likely you're getting close to the truth, generally speaking. That's what I've observed in my very limited time on this planet. Let's see, we'll check traffic here in a second. We also have some... Maybe we should, instead of looking for three morning rooms, we should just do a dumbass of the day.
A dumbass of the day. And then do the...
Yeah, I don't think you can say dumbass on the air, though.
I'll get permission.
All right.
Dumb bud.
Dumb bud? Mm-hmm. That's what... No. That's what a wife calls a silly husband. Sounds hey, like, dumb butt.
Sounds like a Disney character. So mean. Character, dumb butt.
Okay.
Well, just shoot you down there, Jesse.
Well,
hey, I have
no.
a suggestion.
No, well, no. Well, what's funny is I don't know what wife in particular they're talking about, but the ones that I've heard before, it's not very nice, so... Maybe the city wives say that, but...
The city wives.
Yeah.
Us country wives, we don't say
that. We don't say that.
The stuff we haven't even had a chance to get to. Carol Baskin is back.
Oh, what's the latest?
She's mad at Cardi B and them.
Good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's mad at Cardi B and them for posing in a music video and having exotic tigers in there. And what Carol Baskin is saying, that encourages people of money to have tigers as pets. Hmm. And that's not the smartest decision.
What does her husband think?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right. He's still dead.
Yeah. Well, maybe. He might be just assuming a different identity.
He went missing.
How about the best rock songs involving the mandolin? And
the
guess
mandolin.
What? One of the top 10 on this
mandolin
list.
Mandolin Wind? Isn't that... you would think, right?
No, it's not on there.
I don't know if they would consider that rock. I'm not sure.
But there is a song by Styx.
Styx!
What song of Styx used a mandolin?
Well, think of their famous mandolin player. Think Styx and their famous mandolin player.
Tommy Shaw. Boat on the River is the song. It has the mandolin. One of the 10 best.
What album's on that? What album is that?
Mr. Roboto?
No. Along with the dumb butts.
Am I putting you on the spot?
Is that Crystal Ball?
Well, no, I was going to you next because we have another dead wrestler.
I know, yeah. Kamala, yeah.
Not the candidate for vice president, but the Ugandan giant.
Yeah, he was 70 years old. I mean, not saying that's... I'm sure the wrestling didn't help, but it wasn't...
Yeah. No, if you can make it to 70 after getting dropped in your head for...
Right, yeah. Like in the wrestling world, he died of natural causes.
And 10 shows where the first season was the best season.
Oh, I'll give you each.
I'll give you and our listening audience a chance to think about a TV show whose best season...
Was the very first.
The very first one, and then we'll come back to that in a moment after I remind everybody to shop Wiser and buy Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, where they've in some ways kind of been a safe, because they're building. I mean, I've drove past it many times before I ever went there, and I would see it, and I wonder what that is. And then when I needed furniture, my friend Larry Stevens said, you got to, this is 65,000 square feet. That's one reason the building is kind of deceptive.
Yeah.
You see it close to the road, you just don't see how far back it goes. Well, it's 65,000 square feet of choices, which is pretty impressive. And they've got it all. They don't get finicky about this trend or that trend. The only trend that matters to them is what you like and making sure they have choices in all realms and aspects. And everything marked up to 50% off. Plus, at the end, once you've made your choice, you only pay 8.25% sales tax at Kaiser, which is great, too. So shop online, shop Wiser by Kaiser at shopkaiser.com, or just stop in and see Stella. She's got a great group there, and they will help you navigate that enormous amount of selections. One thing I'm going back there to look at are some of the new home entertainment systems that accommodate the larger TVs. That's at Kaiser. And Tammy Burkhalter's on the line.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, good.
Excellent. I just wanted to call in and say thank you to everybody that helped us last week, supported us, that are still buying blue ribbons and putting them up. I had people over the weekend get some, wanted to know how they could still help. We're still getting donations. So last week was just amazing, and I wanted to tell the people of Autauga County and outside of Autauga County, we had people that helped us out. But all of August is going on, not just last week. That was the kickoff, and I got an announcement coming up that I can't say anything about yet right now.
Well, we congratulated you at the end of last week for the, you got some great publicity, including the front page of the newspaper. I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, the officers up here, they deserve it.
Yes, they do. And we were happy to support, and we'll, anytime we can back the blue here.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call and say thank you, Jesse. I'll see you in a little while.
Yes, ma'am. See you at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. You guys have big plans. You got the Hunter's Night Out this week.
We do. We've got some planning strategies that we've got to get together, but also we're going to have lunch. That's important, too.
As
food.
Women sometimes do.
Food always has to be there. Yes. It's Southern tradition.
Yes.
Cool beans.
And Jesse, I agree about the dumb butt comment, although I've never called Brandy any of those names.
Of course not. No, that no, we've never said anything like that, but I'm glad that you agree.
pardon my salty tongue. We will.
Oh, it's okay.
Thank you for calling, Tammy. Take care.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
She is a firecracker, that woman.
Oh my goodness. I stopped by the store one day last week after the show and was late for meeting my grandmother for lunch.
If I give you money, mm-hmm. will you do something for me?
I certainly will. Well, okay, Jay. Bad Jay.
I never said that to a woman.
Bad Jay. And the bad part is I willingly agreed.
No, I saw something funny. That's all.
You're right. B.
Not that word. I just typed you.
No. Yeah, none of you saw that word.
We're going to take a brief pause.
Okay.
We're going to recompose ourselves.
Okay. While I cut a deal with Jesse.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery police are investigating an early Sunday morning shooting that injured one man. Police say a man walked into the hospital with a gunshot wound after a shooting in the 2600 block of Shadowwood Court. Police have yet to announce any arrests and say the victim's injuries are non-life-threatening. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager following a deadly shooting last week. 19-year-old Quintarius Norman is charged with murder in the shooting death of 18-year-old Jamar Harris. That shooting happened last Thursday in the 2200 block of Woodley Square. Governor Kay Ivey issues another reminder for Alabamians to mask up in a video message Friday about stopping the spread of COVID-19. The message comes a week after the governor extended Alabama's Safer at Home order until the end of August, also making masks a requirement in public. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a whole lot of cars on the boulevard this morning. We got congestion at most of the major intersections. A lot of cars still inbound on the 31s. We're seeing a little congestion on I-65 southbound into Montgomery at the on-ramp at Millbrook, the 143. Use caution there and be safe out there this morning. We are very busy, but we've got no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Well, it's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
sweet tea.
Sweet tea. Jot it down sometime between, our day gets busy, between 3 and 6 this afternoon. I'll ask you to be... caller 7 at 272-9228. That number again?
272-9228.
And if you are caller 7, you'll win lunch for two at Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in great food, Wing Fingers.
You know what I'm most proud about right then? Mm. I actually memorized the number. Didn't have to look at it. They got me.
Well, you're here a while now. All these things come automatically to you after a while.
Uh-huh.
In fact...
I just feel so special.
You are. In fact... you're so wonderfully distracting that I lose the stuff that I would normally be doing, like the morning maroon.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't really care. I really don't care. But here we got a guy. Guess what state, Rich?
Oh, it's
got
to be Florida.
Florida. Florida, yes. We have a 40-year-old guy named Brian Duffy from Pinellas Park in Florida.
It's in the Tampa Bay area.
A few weeks ago, we went to a 7-Eleven, got into an argument with the clerk about the price of a Slurpee. I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of things you can argue with a clerk over, but a price is a price, is it not?
Right. And a horse is a horse.
A horse is a horse, a horse.
This idiot, Brian Duffy, is now charged with felony slurpery.
What?
This segment brought to
I
you
heard
by.
Just before you expire, you first, start mixing first, words up. And
first degree slurpery.
Slurpery. First with felony slurpy battery.
What?
Slurpy battery.
Yeah.
Would they stick a battery in the slurpy?
I guess.
Stick your tongue to it and it's electrifying.
He slapped the cup out of her hand and she was backsplashed with frozen beverage.
Which technically, if he had already drank out of it, could be chemical.
It could be murder.
Murder.
The coronavirus.
Yeah, because if he's got coronavirus, then there you go.
He was arrested for battery, and since he has another battery conviction, he was charged with a felony.
Oh, Lordy.
So, class, what have we learned from this? We've learned that...
Just get your Slurpee and go.
Now, we did have a guy... No, we'll save that for tomorrow. Because we're really, I can't believe it's almost 9 o'clock here.
What's funny?
It's my pleasure having fun.
Okay, so.
You know, the Slurpee battery, that's just,
Can't have that happen here, because where do you get a Slurpee, an actual Slurpee?
It's ICs here.
ICs.
Right, because you can't call it a Slurpee, right?
I guess it's a racial tension between the state lines.
Well,
I don't know.
No, probably because they own that
own that name, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I hope.
Copyright thing. Yeah.
I hope I don't run into a Slurpee battery when I'm down in Okeechobee this weekend.
Oh, geez, that's a long drive.
Okeechobee, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
By, like, the lake?
Yeah, like Lake Okeechobee, yeah.
Oh, my God. I hosted a reunion at some town next to Lake Okeechobee.
Sounds lovely.
I was judging an equestrian drill team competition all weekend.
Oh, okay. That's so different. No, I have never been back. That was 19... Of course, I wanted to make the money, right?
Right, well, of course. Sure.
And this godforsaken little town, they'll pay a lot of money to show up. So
we're at the Okeechobee Fairgrounds for the equestrian event. So my presence Monday may or may not be determined on how late I get back Sunday night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I won't leave there till about 1 or 2 o'clock their time in the afternoon on Sunday, and it's about a 9-hour drive.
I don't know how he says it. He does the long drive, and then he comes on the air the next morning.
My girl's at the other end.
I know, but I mean... On the way back?
And then on the way back, it goes fast because I can't wait to get the hell out of South Florida because I hate it down there.
My problem's going to be passing the beach and not stopping at Clearwater or going on down to Key West. Right.
There'll be none of that while you're working on this morning show. Fun's over. Days are over. Hey, Dow keeps climbing. It's at 27,660. That's some good news.
Up 229.
Quick reminder. Take your camcorder tapes, everything that's been sitting in a box. This is something you really need to do because every day they sit in a box. And these may be things you have no other copies of, but you haven't taken the time to take them to Dan Black Studios and get them transferred to a permanent format. They are not going to look... unlike me, better by the day. They
well,
actually, like
that was
me,
you.
Those camcorder tapes degrade by the day, even if it's marginal. So the sooner you act, the better the quality of what they'll be able to save for you. So get those camcorder videos. Of course, anything else like 8mm, 16mm film, slides, photographs from way back, Polaroids, those kinds of things. All of that stuff is eventually going to look almost unrecognizable if you let it sit. Get it to Dan Black Studios and let them preserve it. And it's easy to do that. Just call 279-6036, 279-6036, or visit danblackstudios.net. Top-notch media folks over there. And please tell them you heard about them here.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on.